Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for being here this afternoon. The YouTube live chat poll, Annie Fry YouTube channel, youtube.com/@AnnieFry. We are asking you today, will Pete Hegseth be confirmed as Secretary of Defense? Yes or no? Moving into his confirmation hearing that has wrapped on Capitol Hill for today, I believe, or at least for now. Moving into this, there was the thought that we were going to have the votes. The 53 Republicans, one way or the other, were going to come out with a majority. And Pete Hegseth would be confirmed. He has faced a lot of questioning and, you know, a lot of flattery and also a lot of concern from Republican Democrat on this hearing. And it's been really interesting to watch. And like I said earlier in the show, it has been so incredible to hear Pete Hegseth saying the things about the military once again that at first make you go, oh, my gosh, are we saying these types of things out loud? Why, yes, we are. Pete Hegseth certainly is, as he works to be the Secretary of Defense. Let's get to our guest. Jim Carafano joins us once again. Perfect timing to be able to have you on the show. Senior Counselor to the President and E.W. Richardson Fellow for International Engagement at the Heritage Foundation. Jim, welcome back. Always good to have you.
And you forgot, official Pete Hegseth fanboy.
Okay, good. I want to open up the floor to you. Your reaction to his performance, per se, in front of that Senate committee hearing today.
Well, I mean, I do think we saw one of the greatest strengths that Pete would bring to the position, which is really the ability to speak for the administration with kind of clarity and purpose. And I think it's something that will serve him well, not just speaking internally to the military, which I think a lot of people will be admired and inspired by him. I actually think he'll be the best recruiting tool the Pentagon could ask for. But I think externally to allies and partners and adversaries, he is somebody that will speak with a clear and compelling voice. So all the other things that, well, you know, you may not have a lot of experience in working in Hill and running in the Pentagon. You can hire people to do all those things. But I think being both an inspiring leader and a person who already enjoys both the confidence and trust and alignment of vision with President Trump, I think that's I think would be quite.
Did we lose him?
He's still there.
I'm gonna put him on hold and see if is Ethan out there. He can check on it. Sounded like his connection might have just had a little trouble there. I want to play a clip while we work on making sure that we get Jim back on the show with us from the hearing today. This is really paramount to the positioning that Pete Hegseth has had going into this confirmation hearing about the standards of military personnel. Let's listen.
Our standards will be high and they will be equal, not equitable. That's a very different word. We need to make sure every warrior is fully qualified on their assigned weapon system, every pilot's fully qualified and current on the aircraft they are flying. And every general or flag officer is selected for leadership or promotion purely based on performance, readiness, and merit. Leaders at all levels will be held accountable, and warfighting and lethality and the readiness of the troops and their families will be our only focus.
Happy having standards be high and equal, not equitable, is a key point for Pete Hegseth throughout this hearing, and also in the way he's approached the military since he's been talking about it in his book that he was that he has written before. Senator Gillibrand from New York and other Democrat senators certainly have taken great issue with the way that he's talked about women and their role in combat in our military service. And she got pretty worked up in the hearing today.
Everything you've said in these public statements is politics. I don't want women. I don't want moms. What's wrong with a mom, by the way? Once you have babies, you therefore are no longer able to be lethal. I mean, you're basically saying women, after they have children, can't ever serve in the military in a combat role. It's a silly thing to say. It's a silly thing to say beneath the position that you are aspiring to. To denigrate LGBTQ service members is a mistake. If you are a sharpshooter, you're as lethal regardless of what your gender identity is, regardless of who you love. So please know this to be a true statement. So you say it was a political thing. You say it undermined us, social engineering. I don't know why someone having to publicly say or not publicly say who they love is social engineering.
So there you had Senator Gillibrand, female, obviously from, well, I guess obviously from New York, talking about her disgust with the way we've seen Pete Hegseth comment about women in the military. I think it's interesting to pair that with Pete Hegseth's conversation with Senator Joni Ernst and, you know, somebody who has served in the military. We'll get to that exchange here in a minute, but we do have Jim Carafano back with us. Jim, welcome back. Sorry about that connection issue. It's good to have you back here.
That's right. And I was brilliant the whole time, too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know where we drop it. Like I said, I think he's a great spokesman for peace through strength. He enjoys the trust and confidence of the president. If Republicans can't muster the votes for this guy, then there's something wrong with the Republican Party,
yeah,
period.
That's well said. Jim Carafano speaking with us right now with the Heritage Foundation. What do you think about the way we saw a lot of this in the hearing? The Democrats are very, very concerned about Pete Hegseth's the standards that he would put in and that it wouldn't be so equity faced. Where is the military standard right now, and how would Pete Hegseth change it in your mind?
Yeah, I think that alone is reason that every single Republican should vote for Pete. The notion that somehow it's about equity and fairness and that's what the military. I got to tell you, in my 25 years of military experience, I never saw a situation where diversity or equity or inclusion could stop a bullet. And it's just the wrong. It is a political agenda. It's not an agenda about national security. And the notion that we would put the lives of young men and women in uniform at risk, or that the national interest of the United States at risk for a political agenda, which might be fine for, you know, liberals in California that like to see their state burned to the ground, but that we would submit the nation's safety to that is nonsense. And the fact that Democrats are angry about that shows you everything that is absolutely 1,000% wrong with the Democratic Party.
What's your take on, I won't ask you to defend necessarily Pete Hegseth's comments and the accusations being made from some of these senators on this panel, but the role of women in combat, women in the military altogether. What is your thought on that very sensitive topic?
You know, my answer has always been people that are qualified to serve should be able to serve in whatever capacity that they wanted to. We have a small, relatively small army. I'm against drafting women. Absolutely. I just think that makes no sense. That's a political agenda. But women should be able to serve in any role that they're qualified. The standard should not be compromised. I think we have to be realistic about that. I mean, we basically found that there's in the military where women are qualified to serve, we have to make incredibly accommodations to make it happen, whether it's combat plans or serving on submarines. So I think all those questions are really answered. I think just the reality of the modern military. I think Pete's main point, and I think the main point of the whole thing is, what should drive service is the capacity and capability to meet the needs of the nation and not a political agenda. And I think just the politics have to stop. And I think that's what Pete stands for.
I don't know if you can speak to specifics on it, but we're speaking with Jim Carafano right now. When you talk about if you can meet the standards, you should be able to participate. I don't know specifically how the standards work out in the military. Are there different standards for men and women to meet, or do they lower all the standards so that more women can qualify?
Well, they have different physical training standards, and there are situations where we've intentionally lowered the standards of the job so that women could qualify. That I think is wrong. Look, I think there should be different physical standards for men and women because we're biologically different. That's why we should have men and women sports. That's different. I'm talking about the job qualification, for example, to serve on a special forces team or to be a combat pilot. That should be determined by the capacity and capability of the job.
You said earlier here that if these Republican senators can't vote for Pete Hegseth, then what can they vote for? Do you have any concerns about anything that happened today that might disqualify him from a Republican vote?
I don't. I don't. And I think at the end of the day, a Republican, actually any senator, to be quite honest, look, if the Democrats cared about the future of their party, they would be looking for reasons to vote for Pete Hegseth, to show Americans that they actually care more about the country than the Democratic political agenda. So I think Democrats that voting against this, they're just reminding the American people of why their party is in the minority.
Jim, before we let you go, I want to play a quick clip from you. Yesterday, we got a final foreign policy speech from President Biden in Washington, D.C., and he said this to reporters.
Let's get something in mind about the border. When I became president, the numbers came way down, number one. Number two, we had a circumstance where I pushed very hard for a bipartisan agreement to put more people on the border, more Secret Service agents. And guess what? He's on the phone saying, don't do it. Don't do it. Make me look bad.
So you have Joe Biden there saying, let's get something straight about the border. When I became president, the numbers came way down. I think the casual piano music in the background is a bit apropos. What do you think about President Biden's statement there? You think he believes what he's saying?
I think the only good news here is for the joke writers on Saturday Night Live, because they know that both they have the presidential speechwriters and the president himself who can produce enormously ridiculous material for them and who will all need jobs after, next week. So, yeah, that's my thought.
Well, I appreciate that. Jim, I believe the next time we speak, we will have a new president and a new commander in chief. And we are looking forward to those conversations throughout 2025. I would assume that there's going to be a rapid change of pace. Are you looking forward to next week and everything that comes afterwards?
You know, so if we have a chance, and I know I'm on travel next week, but I hope we get a chance to talk. We should have the conversation that we had 4 years ago, where we talked about what's going to happen under 4 years of Joe Biden. And we talked about massive illegal immigration, our enemies not respecting us, our undermining the instruments of national security, all of which turned out to be 1,000% correct. And then you and I talked about that for 4 years.
Yeah.
And the rest of the conversations we have for 4 years is, I told you so, and look how right we were.
Yeah.
We should have that conversation, because I think what we're going to predict in the next 4 years is very, very different. And I will be the most surprised guy on earth if what we predict is wrong.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go find that first interview that we had after the inauguration of Joe Biden. I'm going to listen to it again, and maybe we'll play some clips and listen to your prescient comments then and see what you have in store for us in your predictions for the years to come.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You know, the only thing that we can count on that's unchanged from the last president to this president, that the Annie Fry Show is the best thing going. That doesn't change.
As long as you're here with us, Jim Carafano, we appreciate you. Thank you. Take care. We appreciate Jim. He's so kind and generous and always good to have him. Thank you for sticking with us as we work through some of those phone issues. Jim Carafano, we will schedule. I'm going to do that because I'm sure he does that on all the radio hits that he makes throughout the course of a day. But he was so specific about how bad things were going to be. And I remember being like, Jim, you're killing me here. That sounds really, really terrifying. And he's like, that's the way it's going to be. And then, like clockwork, weeks go by, what he said was going to happen did. He said that that immigration was going to be the leading issue of the 2024 election. And if it wasn't, it was tied for first. Jim was right. We're always glad to have him here. We're going to take a quick break. We've got two senators that we want to visit with in this Pete Hegseth confirmation process. One of yours and one of mine, or maybe one of ours. Do you want Tammy Duckworth first or do you want Eric Schmidt first? Shot Chaser. Which one? I feel like we gotta hunker down and listen to Tammy Duckworth and then cap it off with a little Eric Schmidt after that. Maybe we'll do that. We want to know what you think about the Pete Hegseth confirmation. Will Pete Hegseth be confirmed as Secretary of Defense? Yes or no? We need to know what you think on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. You can come there. You can leave a vote, yes or no, and you can also comment. Joe says Pete will ride in on the Trump wave. Officer Gary said, think we can start calling him Secretary of Defense Hegseth. And Dirk said, I chose yes. It just seemed like the right answer. What do you think? We'll be right back. Isn't it?